it's managing itself quite well, but it's not a lot.
And not all of the systems built into the factory building time. Some of them actually went into the whole project build. Which I think all of them just have to be from the factory building.
Right.
All of them into the factory building. It's considerably probably not that anymore.
So it's, so it's line by line, but if they some adjustments, but you know.
Well, and I think, I know you said three or four, I think it's actually, I feel like it's been longer than three or four, but I don't know what. But I do think we're in pretty good shape. I don't anticipate, we kind of did that line by line several years ago. We found things we were missing, things that were on here that shouldn't have been, and I don't think we're in that position anymore. We've been concerned about the I'll remove it before we turn this in. Because this is due March 31st. I put it on here because I wanted to step my attempt to look at it. I think, do you have something you want to change?
Well, we talk a lot about the library building, you know, the unit place, but I don't know. But we have no idea what numbers, and so it's what I thought. So our board thought is that we would actually just put it in the head. So we would really like to think about that for next year.
You are insured out of the cost, so.
It doesn't say that on the bill.
That's the insured bill, it's in value plus the contents are just 28, but it's insured at replacement cost. So.
Well, they're saying that the building right now, they think it's worth $239,000, that building. If it runs to the ground, you would build one and it would be insured at whatever it costs to replace it. But not necessarily $239, or $239,000. If it's $500,000 to replace it, well, that's what.
And I have called and asked that question of MMIA several times, because we've had this, there are similar discussions several times. I can call again and say, hey, look, we don't think we can replace our library for the number that's on there. But we have it listed as replacement cost. Are you guys gonna update it, or are you gonna cover it as replacement cost when we're insane Tuesday night? So I can ask that question, and then we can bring this back next month for final approval.
Well, I'm not even worried about it for like this. I want us to look at it, but if you're saying it's like that, but then after what happened with the ambulance, you make my all that stuff. I don't really think that.
I know. Trust is a little iffy right now, yeah. Which is why I'm fine with calling and asking more questions and bringing it back next month. That's again, why I did it a month earlier, so we have time to do that.
Okay, so do we need a motion or anything?
If you're not, if we're gonna wait and deal with it next month, then I don't need a motion on anything. I can just bring it back next month, and then you can let me know if there's anything between now and then that you noticed that we should be changing or checking on.
So is there any other concerns about any of these numbers, and some good news? Or some good values? Do you have any other ones up there? We do close to a spring.
What is it, some of your equipment, like hours added to the equipment, make changes to the values, or some hours put on them or not? Well, most of his are stated amounts. Very few of his are replacement costs, so I would assume the more hours, the value goes down, not up, right? So if anything, we're over-insured.
Just looking at the main stuff.
What is our annual insurance cost now? Although we've had some, some trepidation about MMIA, of course, generally the cost has been, the cost itself is.
$47,682 to insure all. kind of y'all feel like, since they really line by line this?
Just like sit in the chair and so he's passed by so quickly. That, we looked at the content tonight, we studied all kinds of stuff on the different types of items that I had in the library, and it probably needs to be looked at again, but no, we just want to be sure about the different ways. It's only like 13.
But then, that, that logic is, I mean, you know, I'm sure in a single family dwelling, and I'm not gonna single family dwelling, but there isn't a single family dwelling in the town that, that's valued at replacement cost. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, your house would burn down, it may only have a value of $300,000, but it's gonna cost you $500,000 to rebuild it. That's why you get replacement cost insurance, and that's what we've got. As I look through it, it don't make perfect sense to me, but I'm kind of simple.
Yeah.